This is AJ Capasso here from Talking with the Source. I'm here with my two best friends, Sir Chris and Jonathan Keyworth of JK47 Paranormal Investigations. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. There's Wanties. Wanties World. Welcome, my brother.
What is
Dude,
up,
I'm
Wanties?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Doing good. Doing good. Doing
awesome. Good. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to having Wanty on next week, so we can't wait for that, man. I'll be sending him over some stuff soon. But today, we have an amazing guest, man. I've been waiting to have him on for the whole entire week. It's been a long week waiting with this new job and everything, so I'm happy that it's finally here. But we had on an amazing team about 2 weeks ago, Dark Echoes Paranormal TV show. Well, we have the host and producer, Matthew Kondracki, coming up right now. And we have Dark Echoes in the chat right now. Let me pull him forward, though. Hold on. Here's Matt. Matt, what is up, my brother?
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, everybody.
What's up, man? Oh.
Yeah, I see the ladies are in there, Tammy and Stacy. Good to see you guys. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. So happy to have all of you guys here. This is great. So first thing I want to say, man, is thank you so much for coming on and spending a moment with us. This is going to be an absolute awesome show. So appreciate you.
Like I said, in the last podcast I did, I was not going to do any more podcasts, but the way you guys treated the ladies, I would say, you know what? Let me get on with this guy. They treated the girls with respect, and I will come on here and talk about whatever they want to talk about. So I just want to say thank you for treating the girls with respect.
Oh, anytime, yeah. Anytime. They're amazing ladies, amazing ladies. You are very lucky to be working with some amazing ladies that really care about this field and really care about what they're doing, you know?
You won't be saying that when they go to Walmart in the middle of the midnight and then they throw stuff in your face when you're trying to sleep.
There you go.
I love every moment of it because every time we go somewhere, when those three girls get together, I don't know what's going to happen. And now they converted another girl that we're going to be working with next year. And now she's part of the whole Walmart and this Dickie thing. So it's like,
man. Oh my gosh. I love it. That's great. That's great. So go ahead, John. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Matt. My apologies.
No, I like I said, I never know what these girls are gonna do, so I gotta keep on my toes.
Look at Stacy saying, "Who we would never." I love it. But so first question I wanted to ask you, my friend, is what is it like being in the cinematic part of all of this? You know, being in behind the scenes, like not only behind the scenes but also in front of the camera, but doing the camera work yourself. What is it like being a cameraman and like having all this talent that you have? Because I see your pictures that you take and the photos online are amazing. The cameras you work with are absolutely amazing. I mean, tell me, what is it like, just this whole experience?
So when I was first doing this, I was actually doing the camera, but I happened to go to a film mixer here in Connecticut. And they invited me a special guest, and I went in there and told them all about what I was doing. And then after I got done talking, I had I had 40 people come up to me. They started asking me all these questions, and then all through the crowd, this little tiny girl named Scarlett manages to get her way through the crowd and says, "Hey, I'm an Inspire, you know, filmmaker. I would love to do it." So she gave me her card, and I gave her a chance one time. I said, "Hey, you know, come to the studio." And I said, she came here and I said, "Okay, I'm going to tear down the red. And if you can put this together without me helping you, I will give you that chance." And that girl took that camera and put it right back to Ray to start filming. So I took Scarlett under my wing, and she is the one behind the camera when we're filming the TV show. So she's just what she does with the camera. You know, I get so many compliments, or, you know, when I go to people's locations, like, "How is this little thing holding that big 20 pounder with all that stuff?" I go, she loves it. So all the amazing cinematography work with the DP, director of photography, that's all Scarlett's work. I give her some hints. I tell her what to do, and she just nails it to a T.
But I know that you have your background in it, so that's why I had to ask, and I had to say, because I see your photos on your page, man, and stuff you do. I mean, it's just amazing. So whatever you have been teaching Scarlett, I'm so proud to be just watch it, because it is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I you know, a lot of people like to say I like to lie about things. Everything that I've ever done, it's always come to light. I will never say something unless it's happening. I will never talk about a movie being made. I will never talk about another show being made unless it's going to happen. Because a lot of people post that stuff and it never happens. So I wanted to make sure that when it's when the green light is lit, it happens. So I'm going to post about it. And so that's and hey, how's it going, Amanda? And that's what it's all about. It's
That's awesome.
So I learned when we had COVID, I happened to meet some of Hollywood's biggest names. I'm not going to drop their names because they're my friends, and I'm not going to do that. Even if you don't, even if people think I'm lying, that's fine. You have the right to. So we got together during COVID, and you know, we were practicing lighting, we were practicing filmmaking, we were practicing exposure. So, and then one day, I happened to post a screenshot on a color page. And this guy messaged me and said, hey, you know, the red's a little bit too much. There's too much greens. And I'm like, this guy really knows what he's talking about. So I privately messaged him. I said, hey, what's going on? You know, who are you? And he was like, my name is such and such. And he goes, if you go on IMDb, this is who I am. Well, I went on IMDb and I happened to be talking to Hollywood's biggest colorist. This guy's behind Fast and the Furious. He's behind all the Netflix color grades. So this guy is huge. Wow. So when I meet these people, I never ask them to take my show. I never ask them to do anything. I pick their brains. I want to know what you know. And yes. I keep learning from this day over and over and over. I don't stop learning because when you stop learning, that's when you fail.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen, that is absolutely true. That's what we love.
This background, dude. I don't know what you guys think. I just love the background of the creepy basement. Like, that's, I'm wondering what's going to jump out of that black space behind you.
Seriously.
And you know, where Scarlett's coming from.
Yeah, right. She just might magically appear. But no, you know, a lot of people, when I used to do TikTok, I had over 25,000 followers. And I'm not going to go more into detail about that. But I used to have people make fun of me because I have a studio in my mom's basement. Why not? So a lot of people made fun of me. So I said, okay, you want to be a smart ass? I named my studio Mom's Basement Studio.
I love it. I love it.
Love it, man. Love it.
Amen to mom, my man. Amen to mom.
Yep. So when people make fun of me or people tell me I can't do something, you just push me into overdrive to say, you sure about that?
Yeah, right. I love it. I love it. That's just the motivation you need.
I also love the shirt, dude. We get that on your website or something, or
yeah, you can go on the Dark Echoes page, and you can go to Bonfire, and that's where they have them. I love the background of it.
Heck yeah, I love it, dude.
That's awesome.
We have one with the Grim Reaper, and then we have one with the Grim Reaper just in black. So yeah, and a lot of people this is not a copyright logo. When I get my stuff, I make sure it's not copyrighted. So I actually paid to use this logo, so it does belong to us.
That's awesome.
So a lot, because a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, you didn't pay for that. Okay, think what you want. So yeah. Hey. Yeah, so this is why
I paid for my logo. It was $200, so
I typed in non-copyright, and then I happened to find this, and then I happened to find one in the back. I was like, I love these, and I contacted the people, uploaded, and I said, hey, can I use this? And they said, oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So tell our other viewers a little bit about yourself, real quick. Sorry, John, not to cut you off, but tell our other viewers a little bit about yourself.
So I've been in the film industry since 2010. I started one company called 3View Films. Obviously, it didn't work out, but that's okay. I happened to make a film about teen drinking and driving that went to a bunch of schools. It was amazing. The town of Enfield got together. And that's when I met my friend Rob, who worked out in Paramount Studios for 20 years. He took me under his wing and to mold me who I am today. Rob is no joke. Rob is a director. He does not play games, and he is blunt. So when I showed him stuff, this man was harsh. He didn't kiss my ass. He didn't say, oh, that looks great. He was like, what the fuck are you doing? This looks great. So, you know, I take back like, okay, this guy's blunt. I love it. And that's what I like about people. You know, if there's, you know, be blunt about something. Like when people show me their stuff, I'm blunt. I'm saying, hey, it's garbage, or why are you doing this? Or it's no good. You know, just be blunt like I am. You know, if you want to be successful, listen to the pros and take their advice, because if you don't, you're just going to stay where you are.
Right. Oh, exactly, man. That's so amazing. So I want to ask, dude, like, when was your first paranormal experience? Like, when did this start to intrigue you?
We have grown up in a house in Woods of Locks. When I was younger, it was at that time the most haunted place I've ever lived. I watched shadow figures. I watched toys float. I've had our basement torn apart where nobody was there. Cops came and they checked for intruders. And there was no intruders, but everything was thrown around. So we kind of grew up in it. And
okay.
And then when my aunt passed away in 2006, God rest her soul, she told me, you know, I have a path to take. I'm either going to go to the right or I'm either going to go to the left. One of them's going to lead a normal life and one of them's going to lead of, you know, hey,
your life.
Luck life.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, I took that path. And I went to, after her funeral, my friend took me to this place and I started feeling weird stuff. And I happened to, something in my head say, take a picture. And I took a picture behind me. And I kid you not, I don't like to use this word. I do not like to use this word at all. But I have the photo to back it up. Tammy see it. Everybody's seen it. I have a real picture of a demon that was standing behind me when I took this picture.
Wow.
And that's a big word to say. It's a big word to say, as we were talking about. You know, it's a big word to come out with. But I tell you what, I totally believe it, because I know Tammy and Stacy. I know they're great people, and they wouldn't be with you if you were lying. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So. I don't have.
There you go.
I don't have anything to gain to lie. I don't. I've been in security. I've been security enforcement since COVID of March 15th of 2020. I have a security background, and I have gone testimonies, you know, for court and stuff. Can't go into more details about that, but my word is my bond, and I have reason to lie. I'm not going to lie.
That's all we have. Yeah. Where is your bond?
So how did you link the film and the paranormal? I mean, obviously.
So
the good filming, not like the crappy, you know, like I'm just walking through a haunted house kind of thing.
So I decided to shoot a horror film in 2023. It was called JoJo, and it was going great. I learned so much stuff with filming. I met so many more people, and the ending got ruined. So, you know, I put it in the back burner, and I said, you know, I can't have this, because, you know, we all worked hard for it, and if I show this in the ending, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Guys, let's say hi to Steve in the medium. This guy's an amazing. You're going to see him a lot on Dark Echoes.
Hi, Steve.
I've got some stuff to tell you more about him in a minute. So when it didn't happen, I kept telling my good friend Chuck, I said, you know, I want to do a show, like, you know, kind of cinematic, you know, real, like bringing the stories, you know, bringing people. And I said, I'm going to do a paranormal show. Well, when I first started it, I shot 3 episodes and they made it to Amazon. And I sent it to my friends in Hollywood and I said, hey, tell me what you think, because I put it out there. I put it out there for the audience to tell me, hey, give me your feedback. Obviously, a lot of people don't want to give you the feedback because they don't want you to succeed, and that's fine. So I sent it to my friends in the industry, and one of my friends called me and said, Matt, we're going to have a 5-hour conversation. Sure. Absolutely. And he told me, he goes, look, what you're doing, you got to stop. He's like, you got to revamp the show. I'm like, okay, well, give me a
peek. What?
And that's fine. And he goes, I'm just going to tell you right now. I know a lot of people are going to tell me they don't like, you know, this guy. They told me, go, Matt, look at Zach Bagans with Ghost Adventures. That is the number one paranormal show out there. And he knows what he's doing. He's an amazing filmmaker. He did what we did. He took a camera, shot something, and built an empire. And that's what we're doing. We took a camera. And we're building an amazing show. So he said, he's like, look, stop having, you know, people walk around with the mediums. They're boring. And they're like, we want you on camera. Like the way you interact with people, you got to be on camera more. And I'm like, oh crap, here we go. and they said, do more B-roll. You know, when people are talking, show some B-roll. And then I was like, okay, I see where this is going. So then, and then they go, Matt, the investigation part, it's not scary enough. I'm like, well, what do you mean? They're like, we can see everything, you know, with the night vision. There's nothing to the suspense. I'm like, okay. They're like, just think about, you know, the number one movie that was POV, Blair Witch Project.
Yep.
They were given $12,000 from Paramount to shoot this film, and now they're billionaires. So that's just, yeah. You know, they had the opportunity, they did it, they nailed it, and now it's, I think one of the most amazing point of view camera back in the day.
Well, that was one of the most frightening movies I ever saw. I saw it in a dingy theater. Yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah. So when I was on the phone with him, he was like, okay, Matt, I want you to close your eyes. I'm like, okay, I closed my eyes. He goes, what do you see? I was like, it's nothing but dark. I was like, okay. And they're like, well, what do you look for in the dark? I'm like, well, you're looking for light. And they're like, uh-huh. They go, now, take your camera, put a light on it, and just walk around the house and just get it light just perfectly, and then put it on your computer and see the difference. And I was like, holy shit. That's what I'm talking about. So now, with the new episodes that are on Paraflix and soon to be Amazon, they're just taking their sweet times uploading it, there's no more night vision. I color grade it like the Blair Witch. I give it that cinematic quality. I give it like the film grain. I make it so it doesn't look digital. You know what I mean? When you watch the beginning, it's on film done red, and then the canon. And so with my color grading skills that I keep learning every day, it's not like you see on YouTube. It's not digital. It doesn't look digital. The sound is professional. And because I like the scene, I'm able to bring it down to make you believe it's dark. And I keep all the shadow details without crushing them.
I love it.
And then we're sponsored by amazing people with their equipment. Lauren Helkison, Dave Giuliani, NCPD, John Mallory, Troy Dixon, Ghost of Augenstein, Gary Golka. So when we use their equipment, you can see the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I use. I just use the standard PSB7 by Gary Golka. That's the only piece of equipment I use when I do my live sessions. I love it.
I highly recommend the SB7 Pro.
You went muted.
I'm muted?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, I use the SB7 Pro by Gary, the ADF processor by Gary, and his new ANC speaker that just came out.
Yeah.
And we've got some amazing results. Like we were filming in Cape Cod. I've been to this place, and I wanted to film there again because I wanted to give memory of my good friend Kirk that when we did the investigations. Hey Nicole, how's it going? I was practicing with the ADF processor, and a clear across the box, somebody says, "You're not Megan." And I'm sitting there like, what the hell's Megan? So I went over to the owner and I said, Hey, who is this? And they said, oh, he goes, that's my daughter. I was like, oh, is she alive? Like, yeah, she's right down the street. You want me to call her over? I'm like, well, the spirits want her. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So this girl was not part of the filming. We didn't even know that it was going to happen. So she got there, we mic'd her up, we did the interview. I said, tell me who this voice is. She goes, oh, that's the guy who died here. I know him very well. And this is where the mediums come in. We have some of the best mediums on the planet. I'm telling you, nobody can beat what these mediums do. There's a lot of out there, but the mediums that we have are legit. They are real. So I worked with Steven in a couple episodes before, and I wanted him on the Cape Cod episode. And so when he came in there, he did what he did. And then we walked over into the dining room where the daughter was and her son was, you know, off place.
Yeah.
And the minute he walks over, he's talking and he turns and he looks past me. And I might butcher the name because I forget, but it's probably not the name. But he looks over and goes, oh, who's Mary? And the girl goes, oh, that's my mom. It wasn't even part. It wasn't even part of the show. So I said, get her mic'd up, and let she needs to come through. She needs to come through. So when we're going through, Steven's nailing everything, and she's confirming everything. So on the last thing, this is going to blow people's minds. On the last filming on top of the attic, he looks and looks at her and goes, they keep telling me there's twins. Who's twins? And she goes, I have a twin sister.
What?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you, when you watch these episodes, this is all you're going to see with me.
With the mic going, boo.
And Tammy can confirm this. She gets all the locations. What this girl does, nobody can beat what she does. She gets locations. They drop the fees because, you know, when we come to film, we ain't bringing little cheap stuff. We're bringing production filming.
Yeah.
So when she gets these locations, I know nothing about it. I just know when I'm driving there. That's all I know. Nice. And I listen to the stories. That's when I know what's going on. Okay, the stories. I'm listening to the stories. I'm hearing everything. And so when, hey, how's it going? So I get there, and then so the mediums could come, you know, blindfold or not blindfold, but they still don't know where they're going until it's time. Well, we worked with Gregory Nicholson. My first time working with this guy. We were in Palmyra, New York, at a museum. This guy comes in. He came in blindfolded. Didn't know where he was going. Tammy and his wife. Tammy was working with his wife, so she knew where she was driving. So he comes in, and before we could even get going, he's spitfiring. I'm like, oh, this guy's quick.
Yeah.
So I said, we gotta get him mic'd up, and he just started spitfiring. And then I looked at, and I was like, okay, we gotta get the owner back in. I said, okay, let's get the owner mic'd up, and we'll get the owner mic'd up. And he's saying stuff, and she's confirming stuff. Well, I can't go into details, but there's something on the property that's not nowhere in the records, nowhere anywhere. So Greg comes in, and he goes, I need to go to this certain spot right now. We go down there, okay? And we get the camera set up, and it's not going to be on the show. It's going to go to the owner because we follow what they respect.
Yeah.
So we got rolling. And we said action. And the minute we said that, he goes, why are such and such in this basement? Off camera is me and the owner like this.
You didn't drop the camera?
Well, no, because, you know, Scarlett's doing the camera.
Thank God Scarlett's holding it, because I would drop the camera.
I would have dropped it. I would have been like, what'd you just say?
Exactly. So it's what these mediums do. I'm telling you, there's no TV show out there has the mediums that we have. After the season finale, I'm not going to say nothing about that because I want people to watch that. We filmed at Wildwood. It's not going to be about Wildwood. It's going to be about something that's related to Wildwood, and it's going to be an amazing episode, and I'm dedicating it to somebody. And wait till you guys watch that episode. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So on the way home, we got another episode for season 2, episode 1. And we got there and we use Greg again. And he comes in and he's got tears in his eyes. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm like, why are you crying? He goes, we got to start rolling. Okay. We got to start rolling. So now with the new series, the owners now come through us with the walkthrough to confirm stuff because I don't know everything. So with the owners there, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And the minute we set action, are you guys ready for this? And I didn't know this. He looks at the owner and says, I'm so sorry about your sister dying of breast cancer.
Oh my God.
Wow.
The owner had, she didn't know what to say. Throughout the whole filming, she is just speechless. And then they have old record players, and he went over and touched one and goes to her and says, oh, your father loves that you kept these record players. And her face is just like.
Don't you love that? Like seeing that happen. Isn't that the most amazing thing?
Right. You know? And she comes up to me because, you know, we don't film walking upstairs. You don't need to see people's butts. We cut.
Yeah.
We bring the camera up there and we continue where we left off. So she's like, Matt, you know, I feel like I look stupid. I'm like, no, you look great. I'm like, that shock right there is going to show the audience this is legit, this is real, and there's nothing faked about it. So now, hey, Demon House in the house. What's up, Jay? So
what's up, brother?
I decided to do something even differently. You know, throughout the first season, you know, we did two on two. Yeah. Well, now I started doing solos. Ooh, so it's just the camera person and the investigator only allowed in the location while we all wait somewhere. So now if something happens, you can never say something staged. It's fake. And in the way that I cut back and forth, I'm telling you, all the new stuff you guys are going to love.
I can't wait, man. I want to see it. I mean, just the way that you guys do stuff is like we were talking back. I mean, it's one of the most professional things that I've seen personally. And, you know, your personality as well, like as well as the other ladies too, like it's just amazing to have such a great group of personalities together working on something that they love. And just seeing that love in your guys' eyes doing this is what inspires me and motivates me, you know? So I think
I also too with off season, I wanted to do a mini series called Coming Together. Mm. All this paranormal drama, communities hating each other, it's gotta fucking stop. I feel like I'm in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the cliques. You got cliques.
We're all in it together. Some people have more success than others, but you shouldn't be hating that person. You should, you know, it's just, I'm not going to go more detail about that, but everybody just needs to get their egos, put it in a box, and let's just have fun.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Agreed.
So, 100.
On the other news, I am refilming JoJo. I'm super excited about that. We've already got locations locked down. Rob is going to be the director. And we've already got casting going on. My email's blown up like there's no tomorrow with people want to be, you know, Kelly and Nikki. So I'm also
doing that. I know, right? Here.
So I'm constantly busy. I'm busy editing. I'm busy doing with this. I'm busy with meetings. Yep. And it's just, and I am going to let people know I do have meetings with other, you know, platforms, and I have another meeting with another network. And if the network meets my demands, I'm going to sign to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all to it.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Plain and simple, black and white, man.
I am, and people are probably going to say, you know, I'm being a little, you know, egotistic, and I'm not, because we all worked hard. My crew worked hard. We are the only only show right now that I've been told networks want.
Hey,
That's so good to hear.
No, it makes me mad that people will get upset by you saying that, because it motivates me when I see friends of like mine going this far and getting this far up. You know what I mean? Because it's beautiful, man. I think it's great. It takes motivation. I mean, and it shows me like my friends can do it. I can do it. You know what I mean? And that's something that I love about it. And I don't understand why people get that hard, you know, hard on where they want to be that egotistical type person, you know, about what you just said. But I think it's beautiful, man. And I think that you have to have that passion. You have to have that love, you know?
Speaking about Gregory, he's in the house. Gregory, good to see you, brother. Can't wait to work with you
right
again.
There. What's up, Gregory? Man, what's up,
Greg? And I want to address something too. I had an amazing talk with two people last night, and I think I should address it. You know, my emails, and Tammy could tell you, and Stacy could tell you, our emails are blown up with everybody who wants to be on the show. They want to be on a show, or they want to be on a show. Okay, we get you on a show. Cool. But here's something that really bothers me. And I don't care. I don't care about me. You know, I want the girls to be able to do this or whatever. All these people who were on our show, they're doing events. They're looking for investigators. Where's our invite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you have no problem blowing up my email and my messages to be on my show, but we don't get any invites.
That's not right.
Okay. No, that's not, dude.
So, season two, no more guests. It's all done.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Wow. You get caught. You know, that's all you can
do. What you got to do.
Of it. You know, people take advantage for kindness for your weakness, and it's really not that thing, you know? And the people take generosity, and they just totally ruin it sometimes. And, you know, you really can't, you just can't deal with it. You have to put your foot down sometimes. And I totally understand why you're doing what you're doing. And I agree with it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And that's why you have to go to the actual places, you know, talk to the actual people that own the property, as opposed to going to these outside companies that are charging, you know, explicitly more money, you know, to investigate these places. Just go to the actual owner and they'll tell you how much they'll give you. I found out that work doing investigations during the weekdays is a lot cheaper than the weekends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You
know? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it goes both ways. You know, if you're going to be on my show, then we should have the respect to be invited to your events or, you know,
exactly.
If you're looking for people to investigate, I'm an investigator. Tammy's an investigator. Stacy's an investigator. Why don't you reach out to them?
Yeah.
Look, and I'll be dead honest with you, and the girls will tell you, I'd rather them be in the spotlight or doing their thing. I've done paranormal for years. I'm a host. I don't care. Yeah. I want them to be out there more. And the one thing that bothers me is when the girls do an amazing job at what they do, you don't need to give me credit. And I don't care, but it'd be a cold day in hell before I allow you not to give those ladies credits for what they do.
Exactly. Amen, brother. You said it, dude.
Because they work hard, and they work really hard. I mean, I just know that. I mean, just from speaking from Tammy all the time now online, I mean, I just see her, Stacy, and, you know, I don't get to talk to Scarlett too much, but I talk to Tammy and Stacy a lot, and I tell you, just great, just such great, great people. And just getting to meet Scarlett on last time we had them, you know, them all on was just amazing as well. And she seems like such an amazing soul. So, you know what, when people treat them like garbage, man, I understand where you're coming from. You know, it can really eat you up inside, you know. I totally get that.
That's family. That's family.
Yeah, it's family.
Because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to have your stuff seen.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Now tell me, on your guys' season so far, what would you say on your first season, what would you say is one of the most craziest things that you witnessed that maybe didn't make it to the final cut, or if it did, which one would it be?
So we happened to refilm at Bath, PA, and it didn't get captured on camera because we were just getting ready to start the camera. In the dining room, there's a shelf that's tacked to the wall. I mean, like bolted to the wall with expensive wine glasses that's been there for 20 years. And before we said action, there was a loud crash sound. We all ran in there. Me, Lauren, Lauren's the owner, amazing girl. If you're ever in Bath, PA, check out the Bath Exchange. You're going to love the food. You're going to love the bar. And she's an amazing person if you ever get to go out there and see her. So we go over there. The shelf is thrown off the wall. All the expensive glasses are broken.
Wow.
And I went over there to look at it. You have to physically go up and over to pull this off the wall. Well,
wow.
Yeah. So, you know, me, Tammy, Scarlett, Lauren, we all looked at each other, and Stacy, we all looked at each other like, what the f- was that? So right. We all go running, and I'm like, you couldn't wait till we turned on the camera?
I know.
I would have to say that's the most awesome experience. But I would have to say Wildwood was also amazing. When we filmed there the first time, driving 6 hours, hey, man, this man had to pee. So I come in, I meet the owner, just say, hey, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. So the bathroom is in the bottom floor right across the hall. Up top of the stairs is the sunlight beaming through the window. I happen to look down and I see a figure, like a shadow, like, you know, going back and forth. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I got a pee, so I'll dress that in a minute. So I come back out, Brooke's looking at me, and I'm looking upstairs. And she goes, you saw the shadow, didn't you? I'm like, yeah, I did.
That was in my stream.
So that was cool to see that before I went into the bathroom. You know, I'd never been to this place, didn't know there was a shadow figure on top of the stairs, and it was like, bam, there it was. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
So that was the coolest thing. Scarlett had her encounter. She was filming the last segment at Wildwood, and she was a little nervous. That was her first time doing something big, like the paranormal. Yeah. And she took me aside and said, Matt, I can't do this no more. I'm a little scared. I'm like, oh, well, so I pulled you out right away. Tammy took over camera And I kid you not, the minute we took Scarlet out of the equation, all the paranormal activity stopped.
No crap. That's crazy, man. Where is Wildwood? What state is that?
Ooh, I am going to butcher this. When you watch the show, I butcher names. I ask people their names 20 different times. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Salamanca, New York. It's an hour away from Buffalo.
All right.
Now wait, I want to ask you a question. What was your theory of why all that happened when Scarlet left?
I think Scarlet was putting out a little bit too much fear.
Okay.
And she was nervous. Thank you, Stacy. Oh, thank
you. Right? Your crowd got your back.
I got the ladies to help me out. And they laugh when I butcher people's names. It's hilarious.
Hey, I'm so the
I think that, you know, the spirits were feeding off her negativity. I mean feeding off her fear.
Yeah.
And they were using that to energize. Mm-hmm. And when we took her out of the equation, there was nothing.
Yeah,
more energy.
That's what I would have said too. I would have thought that as well, because you know, if she had fear coming out of her, definitely the energy has probably amped up for all the spirits, you know what I mean? And then taking that energy force out of there for them may have obviously, you know, taken away a lot of their material to use, you know.
Speaking of our amazing DP.
Hi guys.
He had to drag her in, dude. you're like, come on.
I thought she was going to come from behind you.
I know.
That would have been black here from the dark. So yeah, we were just talking about Wildwood and how when you were up in the room and the spirits fed off your fear.
Yeah.
Explain, tell them.
Crazy. I mean, I know we talked about it on the other podcast, but yeah, like I was new to investigating. It was just really intense there and like, people were provoking and like it was just a new environment for me and like I got like really hot and like I thought I was gonna faint and I had to tap out. I went outside. Hi Stacy. And yeah, it was crazy too because we were on like native land and there's actually people like chanting and singing outside, so I don't know if that like, you know, played into how powerful the energy was too, but it's definitely intense.
Yeah.
No, that's one thing I'll do before any investigation, because I don't know the land. I don't know what was there before me. I'll always pay tribute to them. I'll always let them know I'm coming in with a warm heart, you know, and good intentions. And that's what makes the investigations so successful myself is paying tribute to them, because it was their land before we got here.
Yeah,
so.
Right, yeah.
We don't do any provoking on the show. I will not allow it. I do not allow any faking. If Scarlet catches somebody faking, Tammy catches somebody faking, they will come to me. And if you drove 6 hours, happy 6 hours home.
Yeah.
I don't get why people would do that.
Yeah, I don't understand
this
why
is not. This is not YouTube. Sorry, this is not TikTok.
Exactly.
We don't fake here.
Yeah,
it's not Sam and Colby or those other guys, or Toby and whatever his name.
Yeah,
you know, it's sad that YouTube has to be like that. It really is. But you know what? Like I said, great investigators like yourself, people who really put the work into it, you know, really it shows what, you know, real investigation is. And that's what I like to see. And that's why I loved you guys from the start. It's the reason why I invited the girls on. Is because I loved what I saw and I loved what you guys are producing. It's something different. It's something unique. And that's something that I like to see in this field, is something unique happen. And the way that you guys just put it together and the stuff that Scarlett, that he's teaching you and that you have learned, I mean, from with the camera, I mean, that's just amazing to be able to put together a red on your first time. I mean, I would think I would struggle with that. That's awesome.
I know.
just no picture the camera. When you guys go behind the scenes, it's just like you see the camera gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. when we film the movie, she's gonna experience movie production setup camera.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I've done like student and independent films, but too, I'm super excited to work with like special effects and stuff like that, like, you know, makeup and things. But yeah.
That is going to be awesome, Scarlett. So happy for you. That's so great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm extremely grateful.
I just pray for the actors. Get ready for Rob, because Rob, that boy don't play.
Hey, You know what, though? You need somebody like that. You need somebody like that to be blunt to you and tell you straight up what's going on, because there's no other way to be in life than to be like that. In my opinion, that's how I grew up. You know, I like people to be straightforward with me, tell me what the deal is, if you like it or you don't, because it's the only way you're going to learn is through constructive criticism. You know what I mean? In my opinion. So I think it's great to have that person that's there, you know, pushing you and motivating you in the way like that, you know?
You know what's so weird? It's just like when you go out somewhere and somebody recognizes you, it's just like, it's so weird. Like when the Amazon driver came here and I was getting my package, he goes, "Hey, I know you." I'm like, "Uh-oh." I'm like, "Good way or bad way?" I'm like, "No, you're on the show Dark Echoes." I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." And I went over to the truck and I got him a postcard. I signed it. It's all caught on camera. People don't believe me. So, and I gave it to him. We when we were going to New York, Palmyra, we happened to stop at a rest stop and there was army people. God bless them. And
God bless them.
I went up there and I respected them. Anytime I see a Navy officer or a person with their hat on, I will always shake their hand and say, "Thank you for your service." And I shook this guy's hand. And he goes, "Hey, hey, I'm Matt of Dark Echo." He goes, "Oh, I love your show." I'm like,
"That was cool."
What?
Yeah. That's cool.
We had all the army people, and we gave them postcards. They took pictures. It was awesome.
That is awesome, man.
That's what I am, man. I'm a veteran. JK-47. I got that from the AK-47. So, yeah, I served 2001 to 2005 Iraq. I was part of the initial invasion, first ones into Fallujah. So yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you what? Our army people don't get enough credit. So I do the same thing every time I see someone with a veteran's hat on or anything like that. I make sure to go up to them as well. Yep. Because I tell you what, it's sad that, you know, we have people in this country that are suffering, that have served this country and that are suffering on the side of the street sometimes begging for change. That bothers me so much because of what they gave for our lives, you know, for our freedom. And so it's always great to give back to them as much as we can, you know.
Absolutely. It's like when you shake the people who did, like, you know, war and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They're when you shake their hand and say thank you, you could just see the gratitude. They're smiling.
Yeah. Some of them are emotional about it because they're like, "We didn't get this when we came home," especially Vietnam, stuff like that. You know, like older people, they are just like, it's a whole different ballgame. It really is. And it's so great to see sometimes, you know, to see that warm love that you can give them and them to be happy about it, because what they went through, you can only imagine, you know. And even just talking to John, knowing him and what he went through, I mean, was an experience in itself. I couldn't even imagine being over there going through that. You know what I mean? Oh, I couldn't imagine, but, you know.
And, well, hell, dude. Here, I'll show you. Right here. Let me pull it up. So these are three expended rounds from the three major battles. This is a piece of shrapnel right here that stuck in my plate in the center of my chest from an IED. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, man, my respects are to the World War I, World War II veterans, the Vietnam veterans. They didn't have the equipment that we had, you know, to save ourselves. So
yeah.
That's where my hat's off to.
My grandmother's fiance, he would never tell the story, and I respected it from that. But he was given awards, and he was actually one of the first responders who went into the Hiroshima after they bombed it.
Wow. That's amazing.
I couldn't imagine that. Well, thank you so much for his service. You know, please help.
Yeah.
So when when you guys watch the show, it's raw. I don't edit out anything that I don't need to edit out. I don't add stuff that doesn't need to be added. And it's just an amazing, you know, opportunity to work with them and see them grow. And the mediums. Yeah. Oh my. With the Gregory episode, we had Brimstone. He's an old wrestler, and he does a bunch of, he's well known.
Yeah.
So this guy's like this.
Yeah.
When it came time to the investigation, he tapped out. Because he had experiences during the filming, and he's like, "Matt, I don't need." He's like, look, I came on here open minded. I didn't know if this was real or not real, but you are one of the realest people I've ever met. You have shown me the paranormal exists. and I'm super honored to be part of this, but I am not investigating.
Yeah. Wow, that is
awesome, dude.
You know,
and then at the end of the episode, I interviewed him and I said, well, tell the audience why you didn't want to investigate. And he tells.
We had
an experience too during B-roll when we were in the bar in the living room, but that there used to be a bar back in the day and women weren't allowed. So when we were getting done doing a B-roll, I said, Scarlett, you good? And she's like, yeah, I'm good. And then right behind her with our own ears, there was a man goes, ugh. She's like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh. I'm good, but I'm out of here. No,
I don't blame you. Now, I wanted to ask you that question, which you already kind of answered for us, was you do all the editing yourself, obviously. You do all of that, correct?
Yep.
So is that something that you tell networks right away? Like, listen, nobody's touching our stuff. We are all the ones that are doing it. Is that how you guys go?
Can't go into much detail, but I did have one of the biggest networks reach out to me. We had a nice meeting. They were going to offer me a lot of money, and they said, we just want you, and we want you to get rid of everybody. And I said, absolutely not. And I will. You can put me on a lie detector test because a lot of people says I'm full of shit. I will not give up them. I will not give up my show. I will not give up the rights. So the next network I have a meeting with, I told them, we just need to be funded. I don't need any of your crew. I don't need anything, but just to be funded. And they said, okay, we'll take the meeting.
Wow, that's great. Well,
that's amazing.
Because watching her grow to what she does is fucking mind-blowing. Tammy, too, with audio, that girl knew shit about audio. She knew nothing. She knows how to place the microphones. She knows how to listen for stuff that shouldn't be there to stop the filming before it messes up the whole scene. And she knows how to fix the problem. She knows how to hit a button now. And it's absolutely just bam.
I took
people who knew nothing about filming, where if I had a $100,000 job, I could send Scarlett and I could send Tammy and I know I'll get the product back.
You know why? You know why that is? Is because they trust you. They love you. And they'll do whatever they can to make sure that you continue to do what you do. And my hat's off to you for that, brother. You're doing awesome, man.
But you know what, though? I tell you, you guys do just your whole team itself, like all of you, the ladies and you and everything. It wouldn't be the show without all of you. It wouldn't be, you know. And I understand why you turned down that whole offer, because I couldn't see Dark Echoes without all of you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really couldn't picture it. So I'm glad that you did do that. You know, that shows authenticity of yourself and as investigators, and shows your true self to your friends, you know, people you love. And that's something that, like, we love about our show. We love to have people come on, give us new perspectives, get to meet new friends, you know, get to make you know, great conversations and great bonds with people like yourself. And it's just been an amazing time to have you guys on, man. I mean, I want to go longer, but I know that you only have an hour.
Yeah, I can go to 8:40. We're okay.
What people
didn't know, and I never talk about my health issues, but throughout the whole season of Dark Echoes Season 1, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I blew out my back, L5-S1, and I was in so much pain, but these ladies will tell you I got the job done. And when I was done doing my stuff, they took over the paranormal filming because they knew I was hurting, and they did an amazing job. When somebody goes down, we step up and we work together. We don't fight. We don't argue. Scarlett went down at Twisted Vines. She had to go home. We kept the show going, and that was it. And
family. It's not just team.
People want to know what blood, sweat, and tears is. Try filming a season with a blown out back. Driving,
exactly. 6 hours,
11 hours, 10 hours in a vehicle. That's how much I didn't want to let these girls down.
Yeah.
And that's the love, man. That's the heart. That's what makes you guys whole. It's one energy, you know. And if part of that clog or, you know, sprocket isn't working, you pick it up for the other one. And that's amazing, dude. And I'm so glad you have that in your team.
Yeah.
Now, like Scarlett. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Sometimes she'll be like, hey, Matt, you know, I need to take a break for a little bit. You know, I want to get some drinks or, you know, some water and stuff. Can you film the paranormal? Even with a blown back, Absolutely.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, Scarlett, tell me, if there's one thing you could say that you learned the most from working with Matt and the rest of the ladies, what could it be? What would it be? The biggest thing you've learned.
Well, on not a technical level, probably like reciprocation, like, you know, like we were just talking about, like, you know, if someone can only give like 20%, you know, everyone else will give the rest. And like, that's something I truly like learned, you know, like even just from friendship, like there's a lot of respect and like, you know, even if the other person's not around, you're still there to like, you know, have their back and like put a good word in for them. And yeah, just hard work. And like, you know, like I always see them too, like this is not the only thing that they focus on. You know, they have other things that they're working on, which I have so much respect for. Like,
that is awesome. How about you, Matt? What is the one thing that you've learned the most working with these ladies? Tell me.
Well, when comes, you know, with the, you know, obviously, you know, there's the drama and we all stick together. We don't trash each other. We're there for each other. Tammy's car was down. I just got my back injections, but I know she needed her vehicle. I got out there, did what I had to do to get her up and running again, even though I was hurting, still got it done. So we all work together as a family and we're all there. You know, there's stuff that goes on behind the scenes, you know, like, you know, family passing and, you know, just feeling depressed and sad. You know, we can always call each other and know that we're always going to be there no matter what. If somebody breaks down, we're going to be there. If somebody's hurting, we're going to be there. And I hate to tell you, you're not going to see that anywhere with other people but us.
That's awesome. That is absolutely number one, man. That's awesome.
Hey, 1983.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Eli family. Shout me out. Hey, Eli
family. He was on the show. His name is Eli, and he actually had a near-death experience that was very intense. And he was in a coma for a month and stuff, and it was a pretty crazy.
Oh, okay.
He's a great guy. Thank you so much for tuning in and definitely check out Dark Echoes Paranormal on Amazon Prime and also on Paraflix. Everybody who's watching who hasn't watched them yet, I'm telling you what they are talking about is 100% the real deal. They do not play around. The ladies are amazing. The film like Scarlett are amazing. I mean, it's just everybody, the host, producer, you guys, all you guys are just, I'm so happy that I got the chance to meet you guys, that you guys are from my state. I mean, this is so cool. You know?
Yeah,
know.
You're a hot skip and a jump away from them, dude.
I know.
We also, too, when we were filming the season finale, we happened to work with two of the most amazing people. Her name is Lindsay. She has her own YouTube channel. She's on Instagram, an amazing girl to work with. We also work with Jonathan. I loved everything about these. I loved everything about her. I loved everything about John. And then at the end of the filming, I had a talk with Tammy. I had a talk with Stacy. I had a talk with Scarlett. I invited them to be the new cast members for season two with us. Also, too, with Thomas. He's one of our newest members. So we have a tight group now. It's there's no more guest investigators, so it's just us, and it's all solos now. So there's no more teams, and it's just a camera person and an audio person and person investigating, and what they capture is 100% real, 100% legit. We have amazing sponsors we're going to continue working with. I have some new people who are contacting me and want their equipment seen on the show. Absolutely. And Gary Golka, that man is a legend. Yeah, at what he does. Is.
Legend.
His spirit boxes, his Melometer, 100, amazing. John Mallory with the panda boxes, awesome.
I wanted to ask, how is Gary Galka's new ADP F processor? How is that new processor? Tell me.
That's the one that I was using at Cape Cod where the voice came through and said, "You're not Megan."
Wow.
Oh my gosh. That's an amazing device. I cannot wait to get my hands on one.
So on the solo at Cape Cod is me. I'm up in the attic with the ADF processor, and let me tell you, you don't want to miss this episode when it airs, because me and Tammy were running back and forth with the spirit, and it was captured all on the radio. Amazing!
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. See, that's crazy, man. Like, do you guys do home cases? Do you like places that have never been?
I used to do that. It's just a lot of time consuming. Maybe if a good case comes to us, maybe we'll do it in season two. Maybe we'll do it in season three. I'm not sure. I do enjoy the home cases because I like to bring, you know, closure to the family. I always love that. But right now we have Tammy's already got almost season two booked. That's how good she is.
Awesome.
You know, the thing I love about home cases is that they've never been explored before. So you're more than likely the first one that has been to these homes. And I, that's what I did for my first 2 years. For the 15 places I went from coast to coast, I got crazy crap. And that's how AJ got a hold of me, you know, because I was catching this stuff. And
that's how
I think that's the best place to be.
With the Enfield Demon House, you know, I just want to clear something up, guys. Despite what goes on, these guys are amazing. They're very humble people.
Totally.
They didn't name the Enfield Demon House the Demon House for, you know, for clicks and views and people to, you know.
No.
Animal Planet The Haunted, Episode 5, gave them the title Demon House. So they just rolled with it. Nothing wrong with that. That's how it's known, and that's what they kept it as. I will tell you, is it still haunted? Absolutely. Yeah. Is it what it was like back in the day when I did it? No.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, leave them alone. Let them do what they do.
Yeah,
exactly.
Amen, brother.
Jay Elke and the whole family are absolutely amazing. I get to talk to them every single day. And I tell you what, it kills me to see the kind of stuff that they go through with the kind of criticism and stuff like that. It's like, just leave them alone. It wasn't their fault that they had the name given Demon in it or anything along those lines. They're not doing it.
It was the production company. They named it that.
Exactly, you know, and it's sad to see that they get attacked for that type of stuff. But thank you so much for sticking up for them, because they are such great people. They talk very highly of all of you. So
me and Jay, we had our differences.
Yeah.
I called him up one time. I said, Jay, we need to sit down. I went over to this man's house. He hashed it out. I hashed it out. This is how true people are, you know, true professionals. We shook hands and says, water under the bridge. Let's be friends again. And that's
wonderful.
That's great. I sit down, shake hands. We did an amazing event, sold out. We might have something in the works October 19th.
I know where I'm flying.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I guarantee it'll sell out again, 100%. I also have a couple other events that I'm working with, a couple other locations that we filmed at. I'm in the process of talking with them. And here's the thing. And the thing is, we're all here to have fun. Everybody does events. I'm not an event company. We're people on TV. We do meet and greets. We do overnight investigations. That's all we are. And that's it. So, and we look forward to everybody come on and just have a good time. And that's what it's all about. You know, we have at the Enfield Demon House, we had amazing responses at the rope light, and it was all captured with, you know, there was over 14 people there. Everybody captured it on their cell phones. It was all legit. It was all real.
That's awesome. Totally awesome.
And the best thing is, I told everybody to make sure you have airplane mold on, so there was no false readings.
That's what I always do.
Very smart. Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't talk about that. They just bring their phones in. They don't think too much about that. But you know, it's crazy how much the EMF will get picked up by off of your phone, like very 100%. Closely. You know,
like all these. You know, nothing towards the TikTokers, but you know, just taking advice from somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You can't go live using EMF meters, K2 meters, REM pods.
It will send them off. It's crazy.
Because every time somebody, talks to you in the live, you're sending out that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. People don't think frequency is very powerful in the world of that we can't see. Frequency, energy.
I also found out that on our REM pods, that one time I was pitting and the REM pods were going off. Like, oh, I got something. I'm like, well, wait a minute. So I said, hey, I said, Tammy, pit your microphone. I mean, pit your walkie. And she pit it. I was like, son of a bitch. It's the walkie talkies. So now we no longer have walkie talkies on our show, because when people come on, it's all real, baby.
That's how I figured out. Dennis at the Abbey Sanctuary fucking taught me that the frequencies from the walkie-talkies will even sense off motion detectors as well.
Yep.
It's so crazy how much frequency can affect things, you know, and people don't realize it because it's hard for us to detect it. It's hard for us to see it unless we have these devices out and we have the knowledge of what you guys are doing and what, you know, we do in this field. So it's amazing. I mean, tell me, what is one of the biggest things that you've learned, Matt, in the field of the paranormal from the start now to where you are now? Like, what is something major that you've learned besides the what you just told us?
The negativity, the trashing, the bashing has not stopped since when I first got in this in 2006. Bro. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed.
Has it gotten worse in your opinion?
100%. With TikTok.
You think they're jealous?
Well, with Discords, with secret groups and all that. Oh, yeah. Like I said, when I was on TikTok, I was part of the paranormal community. Probably one of the most toxic I've ever got into. You know, they had secret Discords where they would go on your live and be your friend. And then they would go to that Discord and they would trash you like you would not freaking believe. And I was like, I had over 25,000 followers. I didn't give a shit. Deleted TikTok. Never looked back since. And I got all those people who says I was a fake producer. I was going to do nothing. Look at where I am now and look where you still are.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. How about for you, Scarlett? What is one of the biggest things you've learned so far from your start in the paranormal till now? Even though you, like you told us, you didn't really get too much into it until recently. But tell me, what is your biggest thing that you've learned?
Oh, real quick. I just want to say Elix is in here. Elix, thank you for the talk yesterday. Love everything about it. This guy is Steven's husband. He's an amazing guy. Awesome. We love him on set. He just brings enjoyment. He's also my life coach, and I thank him for who I am today because of him.
Thank you, Elix. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Elix.
Thank you, Elix.
But go ahead.
Just like be yourself authentically, you know, because you could try to like, you know, cater around some certain things, but in the end, like with like the drama and everything, just don't entertain it, you know, just be yourself authentically and like don't feed into any of that. Just do your own thing.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, when you guys aired season two, I want to have you guys all on and we're going to talk about that episode, that first episode, because I'm dying to see it now that you keep bringing it up, man. So
yeah.
Tavern on the Main is coming out pretty soon. I got to show Scarlett something. I got to make sure it's not her, or we might have an amazing intelligent response. Also, guys, please, for the love of God, stop using the word Class A EVP because it does not exist. It was never. it's either an EVP or an intelligent response. Stop using Class A, B, C, or D. So anyway.
Well, yeah, this is a Class A.
I just think it's an intelligent response because it answers to what I'm saying. So that's an intelligent response. So with all the other episodes, you know, Pymyra, the Bath Exchange, Kim's Crypt, those episodes, guys, got some amazing stuff coming out for you. Keep a lookout for the new episodes. Unfortunately, I have a lot of people messaging me about Amazon. I don't have control of it. Once I upload it, they take care of the rest. All the episodes go to Paraflix first. You guys can use Dark Echoes 25, get 25% off. And it's a great platform. There's other paranormal shows on there. Highly go check them out. Awesome stuff out there. Paratheory, Haunted Files, Obscured. Those people are amazing. Natalie, amazing at what she does. Patty Negley, what she does. Go check out Paraflix. Guys, it's only $3 a month. Ain't gonna hurt your pocket.
Yeah.
And then soon to be, after I edit all the 8 episodes, my distributor is putting them on Apple TV, Roku, Tubi, Peacock, and maybe it might be going to Paramount.
Oh, I'm praying for you.
I'm happy for you guys. You have no idea.
That's really so amazing.
Seriously, absolutely amazing. Like I cannot wait to see the success from you guys, because you're in my hometown, I'm in my home state, and I love to see people from my home state do stuff amazing. But not only that, you guys are great friends of ours now, and we consider you part of the Talking with the Source family, and we just love to see you guys grow and just keep going, man. You know, just keep going forward. Like, that's gonna be, I can't wait to have you guys on for more seasons, man, and see what
we got your back, dude.
Yeah, we got your back.
Yeah,
appreciate it. We need it, so
hey, don't
worry. I live in Colorado. We got your back.
And that's the one thing I just wanted to address. I respect the paranormal community, but I'm not a part of it because I see what goes on, and we do what we do. And if any paracons and events want to, you know, invite us, we'd love to come out there and just have a good time. You know, even though if we go there and somebody we don't like, we'll still be respectful. We'll still shake that person's hand. We will never make your event or your paracon look bad because of certain people. We will respect them because we respect what you guys do. And Dark Echoes is just going to keep growing from here, guys.
Yeah. Well, all I'd have to say about that is if I'm in if I'm in the room with somebody that disagrees, like, I better be on the other side of the
yeah.
Unfortunately, being in the limelight, you got to bite your tongue.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I understand. But that's right. We got people like us who just, you know, we'll back you up. So we'll be the talkers. You know, you just do your thing and let them be them, and we'll take care of the talkers.
We'll be the front line for you.
Absolutely.
So don't worry about it, man. But thank you so much, guys, for coming on tonight. And I appreciate you, Scarlett, for driving over and taking a sec to be on the show as well. And there's so much more I wanted to ask.
We're about to see fireworks. We're about to see that big display.
I'm so jealous right now. You have no idea. All right. So, but hey, have a great rest of your night, and have a good fireworks show.
Have a great week, everybody.
You guys too.
I hope you can hang out backstage. I want to show you one or two clips, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. I'll take a look at it.
All right.
Cool. So let's say our goodbyes, and I will definitely got to have you on more because there's so much to talk about. So appreciate your time, though, Matt. Appreciate your time, Scarlett, so much again. And we will see you guys definitely soon. I'm going to put you guys in the back. In a second. Thank you, Enfield Demon House. Appreciate you guys, Jay and Elky.
Jay, we're going to be by the town hall if you want to meet us.
There you go. Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you guys in a few seconds. Hey, John, want to be able to do that for me?
Yeah, you got it.
Appreciate you. All right. Put it back. Uh-oh, we got Chris in the middle. Watch out. But yeah. No, tell me about it. Guys, think real quick so we can get Matt and them out of here. I want to tell me, what did you think of the show, man? Because honestly, I thought it was absolutely amazing.
It was amazing.
So much we have to ask, so much more we have to talk about. But, you know, Matt's energy is amazing. I mean, to bring Scarlett on too was absolutely amazing because, you know, she's the camera person. She's the one that has learned from, you know, Matt these cinematic moves and stuff like that and how to make this even better. And her filming is just absolutely incredible. I mean, I got to see a couple of the episodes, and I really love what they're doing, and I really love where they're going. So, but what'd you guys think real quick?
Dude, they knocked it out of the park, and I'm so happy to support them. Dark Echoes has JK's 100% support. I love what they do, and anything I can do to help them grow, I'm there.
Amen. Make sure. Chris, what about you?
Loved them. Support. I can see the vibe. I can remember the vibe from the girls, and he just fits right in with them. And
yep.
So it's a perfect setting. And again, I have them back.
I want to see the Walmart antics, though, because that's really intriguing.
So yeah. A blooper reel of that.
Watch out. But all right, guys. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Talking with the Source. We got to get out of here. We appreciate all of you. Whoever's going to enjoy some fireworks, please go enjoy some fireworks. We love all of you.
Go Broncos. Again,
I am host AJ Capasso of Talking with the Source and Coventry Circle Paranormal. I'm with my buddies, JK47, who is Jonathan Keyworth of JK47 Paranormal Investigations, and Sir Chris, our newest member
of Talking with
the Source. Thank you guys so much for your guys' time. We appreciate you. We love you. And I hope you tune in for more episodes of Talking with the Source. Later.